This recording, New Zealand 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to track her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in New Zealand in a town called Dunedin. It's the fourth largest city in New Zealand. It's in the South Island. It's a Scottish city where I grew up. I grew up in a fishing port, Port Chalmers. So we lived on the coast, on a hill. This is a hilly city. It's a Scottish city. My backyard was the ocean, the beach. My front yard was the harbour and the side of the city on the other side. I grew up in a fishing port, like I said. My dad was from China and my mum is Chinese, and we are actually Chinese, and we grew up in Dunedin. I have 3 siblings, an older brother and 2 younger sisters. And I came over to America when I was 21. At the time when I was younger, I loved Donny Osmond and Michael Jackson at the time. The music that was there. And the Bay City Rollers, they were a group from England or Scotland. And I also liked Kenny Rogers, so he was a little bit of country. Okay, yeah, the first concert that I went to, would you believe, was a Donny and Marie Osmond show. They came to Dunedin when I was in my teens, and my mother came with me. And there's another New Zealand group that I went to see was called Spuddians. Okay, my mum cooked a lot of Chinese food, so I enjoyed the Chinese food part of it, but the British part of it I liked was fish and chips. We had that as battered fish and fried chips. You know, you call them fries, we call them chips, mm-hmm. Much thicker. My favourite dish that my mum used to make, eggs. I like a lot of chicken eggs with bacon and peas. That was my favourite on white rice. And that was a special, I enjoy eating that. But the best New Zealand food I like enjoying were meat pies. And they were mince pies or steak and kidney pies. Well, okay, my pet, P-E-T, I hate people asking me, so where you from? So, oh, I love your accent, da-da-da-da, you know. I could be behind the scenes, but that's one of my pet peeves. And then people that, are not efficient. I mean, I expect people to do what I want them to do. I want people to be on the same page as I am. You know, so I want them to do what I want them to do, and then we're on the same level kind of thing. I don't want the people lower than me, trying to be who they're not. Otherwise, that's about it. And I don't like people that take accountability for what their actions. If they do something wrong, apologize. You know, mm-hmm. Don't just give another answer saying that you don't take the blame. Mm-hmm. You know.